Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, I'm excellent.
Good.
We had a good day yesterday.
Oh, great. So two good days in a row then.
You want to see my pride and joy?
Yeah. Is it your surfboard?
It's not. Kitchen? It's a picture.
Is it your kitchen?
It's a picture of my pride and joy. You ready?
Hold on. Before you say, is it human?
It's not human. I bet it's not human.
Is it human? Well, what is your is your pride and joy your daughter, or is your pride and joy your kitchen? Or...
I'm going to show you. What is wrong with you?
Should we guess?
The surfboard. I want to guess, too. It sounds kind of fun.
All right. Well, then I won't show you.
Well, give us some hints.
Well, you know, did we guess it yet?
Well, what is it? What have you guessed?
We guessed surfboard. Your surfboard.
It's not
the
my
kitchen.
Surfboard.
Kitchen.
It's a my kitchen's looking great. I'll show you that, but that's not it. In this
it's pride and joy.
You know, you just
is it your minivan?
You
minivan.
Just put me in a position now. I got to say it's the kitchen, don't I?
No.
Yes, it's the kitchen.
No.
Absolutely.
No, it isn't.
Your daughter trumps everything,
it's got to be the
daughter's.
Minivan.
It's
that
not
minivan.
The van.
You've put a lot of work into that thing.
You know.
It's let's see, his pride and joy.
I do like is that it, van, but
is it the cat? Garage cat?
Oh, no. You love that cat.
It is not. I'll tell you what, though. That cat's mine.
Oh, really? It loves you?
Well, I take care of that cat.
Mm.
That cat is mine.
How nice for you. So that cat is the pride
the
of
missus
joy.
The missus takes care of the kids.
Well, that's fair.
It's a trade. I get it. But, you know, there it is.
That's
I can't,
so funny.
I can't really bitch about taking care of the cat, but I do realize, like, that has slid down on her
sure.
priority list.
Well, kids will take over your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else could it be? Is pride
a guitar?
And joy? Oh,
it's not.
Amp?
No.
Hmm. No.
So, is it human?
Is it human? No.
Oh.
Yeah. Is pride and joy right. Surfboard? No, a skateboard.
We said that already.
This has gone on way too far.
Is it a bike? It's a bike.
I don't think we're gonna
it's
guess
not
it.
A bike.
It's his iPad.
It's not my iPad.
Pride and joy. What does he make? Some shelving that you put
no.
up somewhere?
Is this something you made?
You think I can make shelving?
No. You hung some shelves once, remember?
That doesn't mean that. Okay, well,
pride
anyway.
And let's
Jan
see.
Was there for that whole process,
oh.
trust me.
Oh,
I was not alone in that.
Mm.
Are you
it's
kidding?
Pride and joy.
If Jan didn't help me with that would.
Is it your chicken soup?
Okay, I'm going to just tell you because
okay.
this has gone on far too long. So.
There's a picture of Vinny's pride and joy, and it is. Oh, boy.
It's a perfect poop.
I don't want to look at your kid's
poop.
Oh,
man.
I don't want to.
I want to see it too, but now I don't want to see
no.
it anymore.
It is the most perfect poo-poo she's made in months. Mm. Like, I got that last night and was like, oh, my God, it's a perfect little poo-poo.
Oh, my God. This is, if I had told you that this is what your life was going to be, what your pride and joy would be when you came
it's
back here
it's the best toilet she's made.
I gotta see what a perfect poo-poo.
Yeah,
it's the best toilet she's made. Let me. You want to see
for
a
the
bad
record,
one
by the
first?
Way, no,
you know
no,
what?
I do not want to see a bad one. I don't want to see any more pictures of poop, Vinny. Honest to God, I get that you're deep in this. I am not. I don't want to.
All right, I'm just telling you that's the
no,
healthiest poo-poo.
That's good. It doesn't.
We've seen.
It looks like a pile of deer pellets. But
whatever. We are celebrating at my house. It's the healthiest caca we have seen.
Fantastic.
In 3 months.
Oh boy, your pride and joy. How did I not guess that?
Well,
I know that. I guess I've been blocking that they share pictures of their kids' poo with each other.
Well, we knew that.
It's what it comes
I know,
to.
I guess I'm blocking it. No, listen, you are in it. I'm just saying, you know, as your friends, my advice is don't show that to anyone except the people in your family. You know, because it matters.
It's,
I get it.
It's
it
too late. I just showed it to
no,
you.
I, but don't, right. No, so now I'm telling
too.
You.
It
yeah,
ends
we're
here.
We're the... you know we're extended family.
Too bad. I'm going to show it to everyone who comes near me today.
Don't do it.
And
do
see
not
nice
post that on Instagram. She doesn't want to see it either.
Oh, I won't post it on Instagram.
Oh.
No.
Now everyone's curious, though, Vin.
You know what's so funny?
What?
On Instagram. Because, you know, people are... I did a post, what was it, 3 weeks ago? I don't even... Actually, I can tell you how long ago it was.
It does say
it was of you with a cootie catcher.
Yeah,
It's my last post.
But it was last week.
Right. But since then, obviously, we've had some changes
it's
here
become
in the building.
It's become a forum for conversations about Uzette.
And that one spot has... And so this morning, yet again, I wake up and I go to Instagram and there was this post that was so far off the deep end and conspiracy filled.
Oh.
I was just like, okay, I'm going to answer this. And look, even to the person who has since, it looks like, deleted that post they made.
Oh.
I appreciate that you're interested in the show.
Absolutely.
And that you care about Uzette. I care about Uzette, too.
We all do.
We worked hard to keep her on the station. All of us did. She
right.
was had a spot. And she resigned it. But she was set to go.
Yep. No, we left here Friday. And everything
was
going to be okay.
And she was, right. and I saw opportunity for us to all do radio together
yes.
still. She was going to tie
right.
Jane and us together by yep. being the perfect... It was perfect.
It was perfect. Well, listen, it wasn't
us.
Perfect. It was, you will never know the machinations that, I mean, and I won't know what's happening at your work either. You know, there are things that happen. And what we were able to arrive at here
was a workable solution.
Was a workable solution.
Right. So this person had all these ideas, and I went, look. And I answered it. And I
can't wait to look.
It's gone. They deleted it.
So your reply to it is gone?
I believe my reply to it went away when
her
post went away.
What was she saying?
Just that stuff about Jane.
Oh, boy.
Stuff about the music. Stuff. I'm like,
boy.
The music has nothing to do with any of this.
No.
At all. Are you kidding? We're in Market 4. She was doing radio in the place where she grew up.
Yeah.
Why she walked away is her story
yes.
to tell. But. Damn, man, that was like so far into the conspiracy world that I was.
Well,
I had
look,
to answer
you know,
it, but I'm done answering it.
I know.
I can't
I,
do it anymore.
I agree. Like, there's been a couple in particular, people that I know that have reached out or not reached out, slammed down, that I've thought I should answer that. And then I just think there's no winning. People believe what they want to, and you know. There's tons of misinformation out there, and it's sad that we can't and won't say, you know, we're not giving you a play-by-play of this. It's not, that's just not going to happen.
Right.
Because you know why? She's our friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, all your conspiracy theories aside, there's no one in these rooms who does not love Uzette.
Right. So, anyway, it was one of those things that was... I woke up to it and read it and went,
I know. You know what? I've actually kind of, I looked at your thing yesterday because there's the back of, I'm like, oh my God. And then there's one post that I have up. It's bricks with moss on them. And that's become another forum.
Right.
And I replied to a few things. And I'm just like, I'm just not going to anymore. And look, it's wicked hard when, because I mean, like the last thing I can really remember, I mean, Hooman is just weirdly sort of dribbled and drabbled off the show. Listen, you ask him, because truly none of us really know what his plans are.
Well, and if anyone knew, it would be you.
Yeah, right. And I really don't know. Like the dude is just, you know, I mean, and Bryn, you too, you guys are really close. And he's always like, well, not you, Hooman. But the last one I can really relate this to is Icky. Like when that went down. Like, people lost their freaking mind. Listen, we all lost our minds over it. And that was another situation where and it's because it's that person's life and privacy issues and we're a corporation and yada, yada, blah, 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 no good excuse. So I gotta just be okay where I am
right.
in my own head and let the world rant and rave.
Well, also, just for the record, you're not aware of this, but departments in this building have all seen staff cuts and
yes.
you should see our engineering department.
Oh, do we have one of those?
And you can't see our HR department.
Oh no, that's not
that moved to Sacramento.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot going on, and we're not supposed to talk about it, but it's happened in every department,
and it's happened across the, not just here. This is happening. This is what the
Macy's
world is. Right. Hello.
Just laid off 1,000 people.
Right.
So whatever. Anyway,
none of them got moved to midday. So, you know.
Right.
Still looking.
Anyway, that's
yeah. So right. I feel like this. If we're gonna vent about it at all, this is it. And you know, early here on the show.
Well, it's Lost 30, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lost.
Say whatever you want.
Right. And a lot of times, I feel like some of the hardest core listeners listen to them.
But I really did. This is my true feeling, is that we had an opportunity to still do a ton of radio together. Like with her in the middle day and coming in early and getting here at 9,
yeah.
We still could have. We could. There was a lot of
100%
of exploration to be done about how that could work and how it would sound,
right.
And we just never got to.
No.
And that stinks. I wanted to.
Me too.
I was looking forward to it.
I thought that was going to be a good thing.
But you know, my pride and joy is a picture of poop. So my world is a mess right now.
You're a little skewed, off the normal. You know. We all have hopes and dreams, and yours are for good poops.
Right. Healthy, gaining weight,
yep.
All of things like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
And not feeling bad? Like feeling a lot better?
Feels good.
Oh, good.
It's
Thank
a miracle.
God.
I can't tell you.
I was thinking, you said she's put on 3 pounds. I'm like, that's probably 10% of her freaking body weight. That girl was a slip of a thing.
She weighs like 47 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge amount of weight for someone who weighs 47 pounds to put on.
She's 6, and I can still walk around with her on my shoulders all day.
Right.
Because she's so light.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll go, can I? Yeah.
Hop on up, kid. No problem.
Are you kidding me? I'll squat you all day.
Mm.
You know.
It's good exercise.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But it's completely changed your diet.
Well, not as much at the moment because they're not living with me. So we're in two places.
No.
Right.
So,
but speaking of that,
yes.
The kitchen is moving along nicely and looks unreal.
Where are we
Let
at?
Me tell you something.
Okay.
Countertops and doohickeys can change the whole face.
Do you mean door pulls?
Yes. Mm. Can change the whole face of your kitchen.
What'd you go with
I'll show you. Hold on. What
place?
I go with? I didn't go with anything. What'd she pick? Let me show you.
What color are they? Silver or black?
Black.
Nice.
And they
black.
Look dark. On white, mm-hmm. Looks incredible.
Yep. Let's have a look at this. Oh, here comes Bryn, too. We all want to see.
Look at that.
Oh, my God. It looks just striking. Is this where the cooktop's going?
Yeah, that is where the stovetop will go.
Nice.
And then the white
That's beautiful.
Doesn't that look
Wait,
great?
Come back. Is there...
The countertop's in.
Okay, so and no backsplash.
The backsplash has yet to be applied. Mm-hmm. That was some of what they
That
were
is going to be white on white on white, huh?
It's going to look really bright in
right.
there. That was the whole point, was to brighten up that. It looked like cave-ish.
Right.
Gray and brown and black. It just looked cave-ish.
Right.
You know?
It's
you
funny how I love an all-white kitchen. I think it's stunning because people go, oh, God, it's all one color. It's all white. I'm like, yeah, but you know what happens in a kitchen? Color. Like, there's bowls of fruit and there's just, you know, all different kinds of appliances all over the counter. Like a white kitchen actually can really sort of set those things off. I think it's really
pretty.
We
have pretty colorful dinnerware too. I collect that Fiesta ware stuff. I don't really collect it, but I've been
gifted
it.
Turns out you do, right.
To the point where I have a collection.
Right. Yeah, and that stuff is multicolored. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And that's the thing about a white kitchen. It can support any of that stuff. I actually love white kitchens.
Yeah.
And then when you clean them up, they look really smashing.
They actually don't get dirty. Is anything white you'd expect to be the most dirty thing?
No,
and
it's black things that get dirty.
Right.
Just ask my freaking floor.
Your floor.
Oh,
my
God.
That is hysterical.
At least we don't have cats anymore. Like, it used to be, like, as soon as Brenda would clean the floor.
Brenda,
you are a freaking phenom. I love you so much. For 20 minutes a week.
Brenda's gone now, though,
no,
right?
No, Brenda came back. I know.
What?
Well, I didn't tell you the whole trials and tribulations of the housekeeping situation, but...
Wait a minute. Brenda...
She left. She went to New Zealand.
Left you and
she
was moving.
She went to Thailand.
I thought she was moving, though.
Well,
like
she...
Like Costa Rica or something.
She moved to... She spent... Because when you do a work visa, you can only stay places for like 3 months or 6 months, whatever the rules are. So she went everywhere. She was in Hawaii for a while. She didn't need a visa for that. But all over the place and worked at all these different spas and stuff. And then she came back out of the blue. She's like, hey, I'm back. I'm like, oh, my God.
Do you need any help? Other chick, you're fired.
I did. Well,
oh, my God. Really? Yeah. So the other chick's like, what?
No, I mean, well, I didn't fire her, but John did. I was like, well, that girl's got to go. She ain't no Brenda. So anyway, so Brenda does these black
Brenda's
floors.
Brenda's back.
I know.
For a how long has this been?
Maybe since right before Christmas.
Wow.
So only like a month and a half. But anyway, the floors, they would be clean for 20 minutes and the cats would come in and I would see little cat tracks.
Little dusty paw prints.
All across them. And just, you know, piled hair in every corner. It's just, oh. I'd like walk around with that vacuum just all the time.
When are you going to change those floors?
I don't know. It's such a pain in the ass to change floors. You know that. I mean, you got to take everything out of the room.
Right.
And then you got to leave it out for a couple days.
Are those black floors throughout the whole house?
The whole house.
Oh my God.
The entire house.
They look nice though.
Yeah,
as long as
you know what they're not? They're not in the studio because we soundproofed that room. So that has rug on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
How's that coming along?
It's coming. That desk, I think, is going in Friday.
When do we get our first record from Slappy Studios?
When are we doing that, Bren?
Shape.
I haven't been there in a while. I feel like it's been forever since I've been at Sarah's house.
Yeah, it has been.
Since Johnny's been on the move.
John,
you know,
this is Johnny's busy time.
Oh, right.
You try getting that guy to sit down for a couple of episodes of the Johnny Pod. But he's been.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I got enough things.
You don't want to. I was joking with Bren the other day, like, because I basically produced that show. That show is actually harder to put together than this show.
Because
I don't
you
produce
gotta
this
wrangle
show.
Him.
Well, that, I, you know, I got to do all the research and I'm wrangling the sponsors and I'm like,
she's the sales team. Sales and marketing team too.
So you took over the whole thing.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, as part of what the service that I'm providing, that's what I do. He's not going to do it.
I'm her tech and sound guy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, lady, you do the rest of this. Go ahead and sell our stuff.
Well, now that you're the producer, maybe you could...
I had no idea that this had gone that way.
It's...
I thought it was his show that he does at your house because you have the recording studio.
No, it's sort of.
The
I
end.
Mean, you know, his. I think that his thoughts on how the show was going to go and my thoughts were a little different.
Mm.
But it's our show.
You're both in it together.
Great.
Good for you.
Oh, I know, right? Super good for me. Anyway, we're recording it this Monday.
That's right.
New episodes of the Johnny Pod drop every Monday.
Congratulations.
Actually, this week he did an interview with Tora Bright. Who is she's everything. If it involves snow, she does it and wins gold medals for it. So.
That's right. And she has a very cute accent, too. I think she's Aussie.
Oh.
Oh, I love the Australian accent.
You should listen
it's
to
adorable.
The podcast. We have a cute theme song. Although that's probably going to be the first thing we record once the studio's ready. We got to do a rockin', a bitchin' version of the Johnny Pod theme song. Is that Johnny? Oh, my God. That was so cute.
Oh, my God. Look at that tush.
I can't believe it. Oh, Johnny.
Oh, my God. Do you guys want to hear? Oh, I'm
out
of time.
Yeah, go ahead. You have a whole minute. Go ahead.
I can't do it in a minute.
All right.
I can't.
Save that thought.
I can't.
Put a pin in that. We're coming
it's
back.
Over.
No,
we want
it's
it now.
Not,
the
it's not over.
The chances are gone.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Spend a minute ruminating.
We would have never thought it was going to be poop in that picture.
Is it his pride and joy?
I know. It's gotten ridiculous. But I'm happy she's healthy.
Well, yeah. Of course you are.
What do you want me to do?
Pride and joy it up, baby.
Right.
You can't just say what you're going to say?
No, it'll take too long.
All right,
I'll tell you another. No.
Well, we're going to hear it right after this song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco Ceremony,
done.
Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.